Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone today is Winchester Mayor Ed Burtner. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Alan. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
We were looking at the last minutes of the Winchester Board of Commissioners, and it appears that you did a review of the fireworks ordinance. Thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about that in light of maybe what's taken place in other communities like Lexington. So what is the fireworks ordinance in Winchester?
Well, we did a couple of things with the fireworks ordinance that we adopted this past year. We placed limits on when transient or temporary vendors could sell, begin selling, and when they had to stop selling in terms of the days. Also, the hours of the day and the hours that fireworks could be set off. We also imposed a special fee on what transient or temporary vendors of fireworks would pay as far as a business license fee. We have now had some experience with that. We had one individual, a local businessman, that has a temporary location, and he requested that we look at it, that we consider changing the dates of sale by a couple of days, and I don't see that there'll be any real big problem with that. Also, the hours of sale, the original ordinance had the sale of fireworks ending at 10:30, and he wanted to move it to 11. Also, the a rate or charge for the business license fee, he felt that was high, and he wants that to be reviewed and perhaps lowered. So we had another discussion about it at our Tuesday meeting. I think we will be able to work out something that's suitable both to the fire department and to the gentleman that is involved in a temporary or transient location. And I think we'll be able to work out something that's suitable to all parties.
So unlike Lexington, you're not banning fireworks altogether?
No, that's not on the table at this point in Winchester. There have been people that have said to either myself or members of the commission, it's something we ought to look at, and I don't sense that there's a sentiment on the commission to go there at this time.
Also, a review of the downtown residential parking ordinance. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is an interesting situation. Several years ago, at the request of some downtown residents and our Main Street or downtown business development group, what we call Winchester First, we adopted an ordinance that allowed individuals who live in the downtown area to purchase a parking permit that allows them to park beyond the posted limit for parking. Most of our spaces in the downtown area, we have about 400 spaces altogether, but most of them are two-hour spaces. Some of them are one-hour and half-hour. If you're a resident in the downtown area, you know, a two-hour limit is problematic. We allowed for a parking pass for a one-time fee to be paid, and then the person can park in any parking space for an unlimited amount of time. We have sold about 8 to 10 of those passes. The gentleman that came in said, you know, I not only live in the downtown area, but I have a business in the downtown area. And would you allow for the same fee two parking passes as opposed to one? I think we'll probably give a favorable reaction to that. I don't see that as a major thing or major adjustment. The individual is Don Parsons. He owns a restaurant in the downtown area called Stinky and Coco's, a very interesting restaurant. It has a great menu, especially a breakfast menu, some of the best shrimp and grits anywhere for breakfast. So he made the request, and we'll probably give that a favorable review.
What are some of the other pressing issues as you sit in the mayor's chair right now?
Well, economic development is always uppermost and in the forefront. We've had some successes this year with the announcement about Amazon. Amazon will be in a temporary location for the next 15 months in the Winchester Plaza. They have hired or plan to have on board 150 employees by the end of the year. We are in the process of negotiating with them on a permanent location. At the permanent location, when constructed, it will be upwards to 500 employees, permanent employees, and as many as 500 to 600 seasonal employees as well. We're very excited about that. We have Rocky Mountain ATV. That's a new industry coming to the community. It's coming up out of the ground in the industrial park. We have expansions that are underway at several locations. We have several industries that report that they're doing well. Some are struggling, but we have several industries that report that they're doing well. We have very strong industries like Catalent, and that is planning an expansion. So we also have some industries that are announcing, or not announcing, but celebrating their anniversaries. Winchester Farms Dairy, just a week or two ago, celebrated their 30th anniversary. Univance will be celebrating their 15th anniversary today, in fact. So we have all that. We also have events going on that we always have, like Halloween Mania in the downtown area. There will be 1,500 to 1,600 children in the downtown area, along with their families, which means there are several thousand people coming into the downtown area. We have helping and giving campaigns such as Operation Happiness going on later in the year. So there's just a lot of activity in the fall of the year here in the community of Winchester and Clark County.
Give you a chance also to talk about Veterans Day then.
Veterans Day, this is something that I'm particularly proud of, that 10 or 15 years ago, we really as a community didn't do a lot to celebrate the service of our veterans. But now we have a very ambitious agenda, largely driven and pushed by our schools. We will, by the time we get done with what I call Veterans Week, which is about 7 days before and a couple of days after, there will be a dozen to 15 different events. The Veterans Day, as we all know, falls on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, always. This year, that happens to be 11 a.m. Sunday morning. There are a lot of events. A lot of churches will celebrate Veterans and Veterans Day on during their services, but most of the veterans events that occur in our community will occur the week before. We have a flag retirement ceremony for individuals that have turned in unserviceable flags at the conducted by the GRC ROTC program at GRC. We have a major event at Conkright Middle School. Probably the largest number of veterans in the community attend that. We have an event at College Gym on Saturday morning, and that's very well attended. One of the things that we're going to unveil at the Conkright Middle School event this year are signs that will be installed at the 96 interchange, indicating that the name of that bridge that goes over I-64, which is what we call Paris Pike, that the bridge will be named Purple Heart Memorial Bridge. And, of course, as you know, I-64 is already Purple Heart Memorial Trail. So we will have the only intersection in Kentucky, I believe, at which it will be the intersection of Purple Heart Memorial Trail, I-64, and Purple Heart Memorial Bridge, which is the bridge over I-64. We're going to do a group photo with those individuals, those veterans that are present, that are Purple Heart recipients. And that will mean that both of the bridges over the interstate in Clark County will be named in honor of veterans. The bridge at the 94 interchange, which is the western exit off of I-64, is named in honor of Harold Glenn Epperson, who is a Medal of Honor recipient buried in the Winchester Cemetery. So we've got a lot of events going on. We're very pleased that a lot of work has gone into honoring those who serve their country by serving in the military.
Final question. I see that you have been appointed by Governor Beshear to a Kentucky Emergency Response Commission to pre-plan for hazard spills and other emergencies that could occur. So talk a little bit about your role in that.
Well, the commission has a very, very important role. I've attended one meeting, and it's a large group, but it's a very active group. They work very hard. Basically, what this group is charged with doing is overseeing the response and response capabilities of our state and local jurisdictions when it comes to hazardous materials. Most people are unaware, just because we don't think about it, we're unaware by the amount of hazardous materials that are transported on our highways, especially our interstate system, on our rail system, and even with the Ohio River and the rivers in the state that have barge traffic, the amount of hazardous materials that are there. Plus, we have a lot of just businesses and industries that, as part of their industrial process, have them as well. So what this commission is charged with doing is making sure that our local jurisdictions have the ordinances in place, the response teams in place, the financial wherewithal to be able to respond whenever an emergency occurs. One of the response mechanisms is the Bluegrass Emergency Response Team. BERT is the acronym. Winchester was a leader in organizing that type of response activity. For the members of the BERT unit, which is, I think it's maybe seven or eight central Kentucky counties, for a spill that occurs anywhere within those seven or eight counties, equipment can be mobilized very quickly, and firefighters and emergency personnel can be mobilized very quickly and respond. And it's a joint endeavor. Each one of those jurisdictions probably couldn't afford to have the equipment and the manpower and training, but collectively they can work together and have an adequate response. But the Emergency Response Commission is largely charged with that and with just ensuring that the state and local jurisdictions do an adequate job of preparing for catastrophes and emergencies whenever they occur.
All right. Mayor Burtner, I want to thank you very much for your time. This is Mondays with the Mayors on 91.3 WUKY. Our guest today has been Winchester Mayor Ed Burtner. Thanks again.
Alan, I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate the work that you do there at the WUKY. Thank you.